You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
You missed a pretty riveting conversation off the air, Katie.
I did?
Because you were pooping, but...
checking my makeup.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Jeez.
Josh and I were talking about minoxidil.
Minoxidil, yeah.
Minoxidil. Oh. Mer.
What is that? Minoxidil.
Well, it's, minoxidil. You might know it as Rogaine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Keeps your hair.
Okay.
So I shaved my head a couple months ago, whatever, and I'm letting it grow back, and man, it's coming back way thinner. So.
Oh, no.
I ordered some off of Amazon.
Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I ordered some hair thickening shampoo from Rogaine and then the minoxidil, but it's the Amazon brand.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
You think that's okay?
Yes. They have the same ingredients in them.
I mean, it's just the level of ingredients. Like Rogaine's
it said
a lot
5%.
More.
Watch like your
both?
Eyebrows come back.
I know.
Super bushy.
Like, your hair comes back purple.
I know. I'm a little concerned.
Like I finally have chest hair.
I got a 3-month supply and I'm like, it's the Amazon basics.
The thing is though, got to keep up on top of it. Got to do it every day.
Do I? Like twice a day? Put the foam on there?
Yeah. It's consistency is key, man.
I might just shave it again.
All right. I'm done with you.
It's getting thin, though.
Like it.
I don't like it at all.
You know what's funny
good.
We were just talking about this. Like, a couple years ago, I went to a salon, and they, like, burnt off my hair. Like, I was so sad. I was so sad about it. But I was so happy that my hair grows back. Like, I kept telling myself that it's grown back. I just have to wait. But 2 years later, my hair is finally at the level it was when I went into that salon. So it takes a minute.
Did it
does.
Start thinning for you? Like, because they burned it so badly?
Yeah.
Did it start
just
so
fell out.
Welcome to the feeling.
It was broken. It's
a horrible feeling.
I did one of these where I like, you know, flipped my hair and it looked like I had dandruff, but it was actually my hair breaking off.
Oh my God.
It was that bad. So like when it finally started to grow back, I was so happy, but it does take a long time. And you're right, Josh. Consistency
come Christmas
is the key.
Once your hair gets longer, it will look thicker.
It will. No, I know. I know how this game works, but it's just depressing.
It's so sad. Again, you don't realize how much you love your hair until it starts to leave you.
That's the movie that you're crying at.
Exactly. It is sad. Like, your hair getting
a little thinner.
But luckily,
as a guy, I can buzz it.
Yes.
There is that.
And you're doing what you need to do to see if you can combat it a little.
But now that is in my search history on Amazon. I'm like, well, I guess this is where I'm at in my life.
Honestly, man, a lot of men have to do it way before your age. So
yeah, exactly.
And the nice thing is, like, you can Bruce Willis it, and you look good.
I look fine with it.
Like,
shaved.
You actually, there's some guys that if they're bald, you're like,
What a janky head you have.
What a weird shaped face you have. Like, yeah, no.
You don't know that till you lose your hair. Yeah, and then you're like, moles or something like that. Like,
no, exactly. Or like you have a face on the back of your head. Those people who have a mouth on the back of their head. You don't have
that. You put the sunglasses back there. Yeah. You got another face.
You look good with a shaved head. It's
well, thank you. You guys
you.
Are very kind. But I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it grow out a little bit and we'll see all these harsh chemicals on my scalp help out at all.
You know.
I think it comes tomorrow.
What can they hurt, right?
Excited.
Send us a bid.
let's dive into a trending report. I have a couple things before we jump into the local stuff, Katie.
Okay.
Today is National Cereal Day today.
Oh.
Favorite cereal. Go.
The Fruity Oreo Pebbles. One.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles.
The Oreo one.
Oh.
What's the Oreo? Is it called the Oreo?
Oh, it's Oreo cereal, and it looks like Cheerios, but they are
Oreos.
The chocolate, and then they have, like, the white sprinkles on them.
If you've never had
Oreo cereal,
I didn't think you could
need to go have it.
I didn't think you could get more sugary than Fruity Pebbles, and Katie found a way.
Mine's the Reese's Puffs.
Yay!
So
those are also really good.
Probably why my hair's falling out.
Do you remember the song when they first came out with that? The Reese's Puffs, Reese's Puffs. Peanut butter chocolate flavor. Do you remember that?
No.
I
wish I did.
That's the reason I wanted it.
Sing it again.
Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs. Peanut butter chocolate flavor. And they would talk about it.
Gotta save that audio.
No, that's all I want. Is Reese's Puffs.
So good.
Peanut butter chocolate flavor.
It's the greatest cereal. Like, you can sit down and eat the box.
It is. And it tastes just like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh,
like, the way they made that happen. Same with the Oreo cereal, though. You will think you are eating just a bowl full of Oreos with milk on them.
That's magic cereal science right there.
So good.
Same with Fruity Pebbles.
So good.
They look like fruit and pebbles.
Yeah. And then if you make the, you know, like Rice Krispie treats, but use Fruity Pebbles instead.
Yes.
So good.
Oh, Lord.
Or any of the cereals. You can do that with the Golden Grahams. Williams or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
Oh, go make your weekend better.
Or
oh,
the Cocoa Pebbles, too. I
yeah,
mean, yeah,
Cocoa Pebbles, chocolate treats. Ooh.
Look at us getting aroused by cereal. I don't think I can stand up.
Well, when's the last time you guys had cereal really quick, though?
It's been so long for me.
Seriously, though.
I think I just had cereal the other day, but before that, it was a year at least.
Yeah,
like,
I just don't eat it anymore.
No. Yeah, I used to, but I don't.
Same,
eat
mini wheats every day. I had frosted mini wheats every day before school.
You like gotta let those soak because those will tear up.
You
the
do
roof
exactly.
Your mouth.
Oh, dude, the roof of your mouth will. Yeah,
but they're
I love
so
the taste of blood in the morning.
Tastes like iron.
I'm getting my iron. The one final thing, your phones are all going to switch, so this probably isn't that big of a deal, but we are going to spring forward on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Or yes. Saturday night, whatever. So, yeah, we lose that hour, but whatever. It's going to be lighter later, so that's exciting.
It's going to be just fine.
Going to be just fine. Time change on Sunday. All right, Kitty, what's all the local stuff?
Yeah, we've got Denver Comic Con coming in July. It's the 3rd through the 6th that it runs at the Convention Center, and quite a few celebrities have been announced already, but the latest round has William Shatner in it. He's 93 years old.
He can still travel?
Isn't he the oldest man that's
shocked.
Been to space?
I think so.
I think
yeah.
he is. He,
yeah.
he did that with the Bezos rocket, I
yeah.
believe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when Bezos was a cowboy. That's right.
He was.
The space cowboy. I remember that.
He went through
yes.
his cowboy hat phase.
So William Shatner.
Are we talking about this guy?
Yes! Space cowboy.
Just to clarify, he is not coming to Comic-Con, Jeffrey Bezos,
oh,
but
man.
William Shatner is. So is Ashley Green, Kellan Lutz
oh,
from Twilight.
Oh, I love Ashley Green
yeah,
and Kellan
those are
Lutz.
The big names coming
this
year.
Who's Kellan Lutz?
They're from Twilight, so they were part of that whole Twilight Saga series type thing. If you Google their names, you will see and you will probably recognize them, but it's a big deal for Denver. Our Comic-Con every year brings lots of celebrities to the area, so this is just the latest round. I'm sure they'll be announcing more as we get closer
he's a big
to the
dude,
festivities.
That Kellan Lutz.
Yeah, he was one of the cuter guys in Twilight, I thought anyway.
Yeah,
so,
he was.
Yeah.
Shut up.
There you go.
Yeah, he's there handsome. What was the girl's name?
Yeah, Ashley Green. And she's been in a few things as well outside of Twilight. I believe she was on some episodes of Crossing Jordan. She had a few other things.
Wow, star-studded cast they're bringing in.
Just some of the names that they've announced. Again, more names will be released as we get closer to the dates.
Those are the
July
ones that
3rd
said,
is when it
we're
starts.
Not, we're the
yeah,
two
we're
big
not
stars.
Busy.
Yeah, yeah, the two big stars were like,
you know
we're
who
not.
William Shatner is, though.
We do, but he also, he's got a lot of free time now.
I know, exactly. He's got plenty of time to come and hang out. But yeah, Denver Comic Con. Are you guys going to go?
We're in town.
Okay.
I did say I would like to go to a Comic Con because they have a lot of Star Wars stuff there
that
I would probably love to see. But I was never really a Star Trek guy. I hate to say that.
No, I would just go to look for He-Man stuff.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
I'm sure they have a lot of it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of another place that I know both of you will go is the Denver Beer Spa.
Ooh.
This place looks awesome. It's called Oakwell Spas. It's on Downing Street in Denver. It has just been ranked by National Geographic as one of the best beer spas in the nation. I didn't realize
how
beer
many
spas
are there?
Were a thing, but apparently it is just like that. Think of anything you could do in a spa. Soak in a tub, get a mud bath, get a massage. Well, here you could do it all while drinking one of their glorious beers.
Okay, so you're not like hot bathing in like beer.
I want
to
hot bathe in
beer.
No. It's funny. That's what I thought.
I know. I kind of wanted to hot bathe in beer. I was kind of excited.
I wanted a beer enema.
Beer. Why not? I mean, Maybe they have that. Maybe that's like a special thing you have to ask
I'm
for
into it.
In the back.
Does it get you drunk?
It really is in the back.
It is in the back. Oh, exactly. Gosh. So, but yeah, Denver Beer Spa, Oakwell Spas, they're getting some love because of this new study. And I don't know. I think
that's
something that you guys would at least go check out, right?
Well,
go get like a cucumber slice over your eye and tip back a beer.
I can
while
get
getting a massage.
A six pack for probably like
I know.
A tenth
so
of the
they've
price.
Got one of those things where they've got like a tap wall and you go up with your card and beep it, you know, and then you get charged by the ounce or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what it looks like. But yeah, it's just like a cute date night type thing.
Exactly. And that's what they're saying. It's like a come.
But is that.
It's an experience.
Do I want to talk about this?
You have to get a ride home?
Well, you're not supposed to drink a lot and get into hot water, right?
Yeah.
Because it could...
No, you just fall asleep and drown.
Let's move on.
You're not getting drunk. You're just enjoying the
Speak
taste
for of
the beer.
I was going to say, okay.
All right.
There's a tap wall.
Maybe you just go to your local hole in the wall then
and try
leave
all
the
of
beer
them.
Spot.
They always say you don't drink and get like in a hot tub, right?
Why not? Wait a second. Why?
I don't know. Let's move
no?
on.
No, okay, okay.
You can pass out.
This is a business.
Well, yeah, you pass out and fall
it looks
asleep.
Fun.
Yeah.
Looks like a heck of a time.
It looks like a good old date night there.
People are going to love this.
Denver Beer Spa. Another Denver story. Did you hear about the Denver police officer that fired a gun in the airport?
What is happening at DIA?
But here's the thing. So a woman was found with a gun. She was found with a gun getting on a plane, and then they brought her into this little room, and they found that she had another little pistol in one of her carry-ons.
Was this Lauren
and
Boebert?
So the officer was trying to clear the barrel. So he was clearing the barrel. He accidentally fired it, and his reasoning behind it, I mistakenly thought the trigger was a release for the revolver cylinder. Thankfully, what? No one was injured.
A cop thought that?
Yeah, that's what the quote says from the cop. They're looking into it. It looks like
buddy.
It was just an accident. And here's the thing as well. This officer has been with the department for a really long time, has received multiple awards and recognition.
So it's just
this
a my bad
the
moment.
First time he's ever
yes,
had anything
but
bad.
Triggers
so
look like triggers.
It looks like it was just an accident. And again, thankfully, no one was injured here.
Yeah.
T-I-double-G-er.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Tigger.
This is a good look for the police department.
He cleared the barrel? Is that what you called it?
He did.
That's what he's clearing the barrel.
Yeah, cleared the barrel.
That's
good.
What
yeah,
he cleared just, it.
Okay.
So I call my Saturday night.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. A Jeep was recovered from a Greeley Lake 8 years after it was stolen.
It's a Jeep thing. You wouldn't understand.
This is so funny. So they recovered a Jeep Patriot that was reportedly stolen back in 2017. They were able to locate it with satellite images that they had of the lake.
Found
but
it.
They posted. It's so funny. It's like they posted pictures of it and crews working in their gear. And the police posted a meme that said, this isn't where I parked my car.
Well, it's a Jeep Patriot. Those are the ugliest ones
so
in the
ugly,
world. I know
yeah.
why they put it in the bottom
yeah,
of a lake.
I'd yeah. shove mine into a river.
Is
yeah.
that where it's going to?
Yes.
Well,
those
the good
ugly.
News is
the
it
perfect
is found.
Parking spot.
It is found. Nicole Ayers is a Colorado astronaut.
Yes.
And she, along with three other astronauts, are set to travel to the International Space Station.
Well, how about
wow.
that?
Yes. NASA says they're going to stay
there. What's she doing up
there? They're going to stay there for roughly 4 months and just observe and do the things astronauts do. I don't know what that is.
That's a long time in space. They float around, Katie.
They float around. Yes. So March 12th is
they drink
when
their own urine.
The launch is scheduled
don't.
For. And
yeah,
again,
they
they're going to be up there for roughly 4 months. But Nicole Ayers is from Colorado Springs. There have been a few stories about her locally over the past few years. And she's just always wanted to be an astronaut. She is so neat of a person to follow and keep up on. So yeah, now she's actually going to get her dream of being up in space.
That's somebody you need to have at Comic-Con right
that's
there.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Exactly.
Like a true hero.
I come see her, Nicole Ayers, Colorado proud. Yay.
That's cool. 4 months yeah. is a long time,
long
though,
time to
man.
Be in
that's
space. Like
sounds relaxing.
A lot yeah. of people, yeah, but a lot of people come back to Earth and they just pass out randomly because they're not used to gravity anymore.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it takes you a minute to get acclimated yeah. back to what Earth feels like versus being up in space.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Look at you, science experts over
I
there.
I know.
Well, I watched.
You know, because gravity, you fall down because you come home and there's gravity.
I grew up on the magic school bus, Jer.
Yeah, yeah, he knows.
I know.
Miss Frizzle
Ms.
taught
Frizzle.
Him well.
Miss Frizzle could barely walk because she was half in the bag all the time.
Oh, my gosh. how about the old Cinderella Mall? Have you
Cinderella been City!
Okay,
yeah.
so you must have partaken in the
oh,
festivities.
Oh, yeah, we used to shop
the
there
mall.
All the time.
Closed down back in
up.
The 90s, but yep. it was one of the biggest malls west of the Mississippi back in the day. And
It was a banging mall.
Yeah.
It was like the mall to go
all
to.
All the stories that I was looking, reading up on this say that this was the mall back
yeah.
in the day.
My
this
parents
is where everybody
loved it,
met.
Yeah.
This is where people did their shopping. But it is being turned into an apartment complex.
Of
the city,
course.
The city of Inglewood just approved that. A 260-unit multifamily residential apartment project is what's going up there. So
I thought they were slowing down on
good.
Those.
Yeah, no, not on it. So that's Denver proper, really. This is in Inglewood, so a little outside of the city. But yeah, all apparently right. they've been working on getting this approved for a while, and it just got approved officially. So
I heard something about Southwest Plaza Mall's parking lot as well. There's an old restaurant in there called The Draft, and I heard they were going to level that and put apartments up in the mall parking lot.
I went to Southwest Plaza a lot when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first job was in that mall. I mean, I feel like they need to level that mall at this point, too.
Yeah. Well, and if you, like, you remember the Westminster Mall? Like,
yeah.
Yes.
I used to get Zoe pictures there at JCPenney every single year.
Penny.
I loved that JCPenney, and there are apartments there now.
Yeah.
That's what they put up in that spot. So it's
I
kind
love
of
malls. That makes me really sad.
I love malls.
No, I do, though. Like,
but
really.
even like 16th Street Mall. That's why they're trying to rebrand it.
Yeah, that's not like a true mall.
But true malls are becoming a thing of the past. That's like an 80s, 90s thing is what they're
saying. South
Glen
Mall.
Shopping centers or shopping
experiences. It's the outdoor.
Yes. That is what they're going for now. So even 16th Street, they're going to rebrand it because it's not a quote unquote.
What do we have left? We have Mills, which isn't
Park
that
Meadows.
Great. And Park Meadows is the only one that I would go to, honestly.
Yeah. The outlets
did you guys ever go to the South Glen Mall?
Yes.
South Glen, I would always go to the Sears there, and then we would go to get like an Orange Julius there. And it was,
those
loved
were the
that.
Days.
Well,
huh?
And we have
Dude,
South
Glen. Look at us talking malls.
South Glen's Mall, too, over on the east side. In,
yeah,
like,
let's name some
Aurora.
More malls for fun.
But that's also an outdoor mall. That's also an outdoor kind of setting. Yeah.
What about Belmar? What do you guys thoughts on Belmar?
Also
outdoor mall, right?
Yeah, outdoor mall.
Can you guys
like
please
Belmar.
Stop saying mall?
Shopping experience. Hey, let's
that
close
was fun.
It out. Let's close it out with a really positive story because five teenagers were hailed. Heroes from Mountain Vista High School. They rescued two people who were trapped in a car after a really bad accident.
Was it a Jeep Patriot?
It was not a Jeep Patriot, but the accident was pretty gnarly. They had video of it, and they have video of these five high schoolers helping the people trapped inside the car and helping them get out. Like, the whole situation, they were just honored with the Sheriff's Commendation Award at the school yesterday.
That's cool.
But the sheriff talked about it. He's like, so many people just stop in fear. They don't know what to do when something
That'd
like
be
this
you.
Happens. I feel like it might be.
It
like,
would 100%.
Have you ever seen a really
would
bad accident happen
no,
like in front of
no.
you? It is. It shakes you up.
And that's what they're saying is you the fact freeze. That these young guys knew exactly what to do
that's
in
right.
the moment. Like they got up and helped these two people get out of that trapped car.
That'd be like
car.
Me and Josh seeing
oh,
something.
Stop
we would jump into
it.
Action. We would
now
start
I see
CPR.
What you're doing.
No, we would.
My
we
gosh.
Would be true heroes. I know that both Josh and I would react.
Try.
You would cry and you would get in the fetal position.
I would give him hugs. Like, no.
You would fetal
I would
it.
Be
you
there
would fetal all day
help.
Long.
No.
Fetal.
I wouldn't cry.
Fetal it. She'd be
no,
fetal.
No, I would be there helping. I would try and help. But yeah, we're very proud of these five teenagers
cool.
from Mountain
Vista. It's very
High
impressive.
School.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
put their picture up in our stories at Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram as well to show them some love. Yay.
That's cool.
Heroes.
Good job, guys.
Much like how Josh and I would be.
Stop it.
We get the key
no,
to the city.
I would be up and at him. Like, I would help these people.
Who's Adam?
I would.
You'd be like, oh my God, there's a Cinnabon behind that wreck.
Oh my God.
Who's hungry? Who needs some food?
Yeah, you would freeze
I'm
it.
Sure they'd be hungry.
You'd run away.
I'd just bring more options. Gosh.
Katie.
Josh, I'm glad we are.
We're heroes, man.
We're heroes.
You and I.
Couple heroes on this show.
Yep. God.
Two heroes.
It's
two out of three.
It's going to be a long Friday.
Two out of three ain't bad, to be honest.
Oh my gosh.
Hero, Katie, hero in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100.